Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. I am Paul Machen. This man right next to me is Mr. Ross Chanley. Before we dive into the news stories, obviously centering around Joe Gomez, Raheem Sterling, and which I never thought would supersede the Ryan Fraser stuff, but there we go. We'll talk about that in a moment. I just want to say, first and foremost, thank you very much to everyone. You will see the award in front of us if you're watching this on YouTube. We won. It was the hat-trick. The hat-trick of Northwest Football Awards. The other two are behind me right now. So that's 17, 18, and 19. We're basically like, we are to the Northwest Football Awards what Sevilla are to the Europa League. And congratulations, of course, to Mr. Ross Chanley for keeping his job today. And with that award. Brilliant. Thank you very much to all of you who took the time out to vote for us. It means the world. We had a boss night last night. Chris booked the day off because he's clever. I did not, because I'm not. Anyway, I'm fit and fresh as a daisy. let's fly into it. Let's get through the Ryan Fraser stuff because it hotted up very quickly, Ross.
Yeah.
TalkSport actually went big on this one a couple of days ago, or yesterday, was it? And apparently Liverpool are in advanced talks with Bournemouth over a deal to sign Ryan Fraser in January, TalkSport understood. It was coming directly from Alex Crook, TalkSport's South Coast correspondent, who said his understanding is Jurgen Klopp is lining up a surprise move for Bournemouth, Ryan Fraser. He's out of contract next summer, and that means effectively Bournemouth have to sell him in January. More assists than any player in the Premier League since the start of last season. Caveated with the fact that he's been shit this season. I'm paraphrasing there. His understanding is that relations with Fraser and Eddie Howe are perhaps not as strong as they once were, which is understandable when you have a player who wants away. You can understand why Bournemouth have tried to hold on to him, but I think a move in January would suit all parties. Great signing for Liverpool, blah, 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 blah. £15 million, obviously, would be considered cut price for a lad whose contract's up. We'll talk about how this is. Well, let's just quickly zip ahead, Ross, before we get carried away on it. James Pearce, bad news Pearce, just shot this one down straight out the traps. It was like unbelievable. It reminded me of the bit in RoboCop where he breaks up like a drugs lab and he's dealing with a situation, and then something happens behind him and he just turns. He's not even looking and just shoots some guy up on a balcony behind him. Pearce comes out. He was told the speculation is wide of the mark, and Liverpool have dismissed it as nonsense.
Yeah, I think we finished recording the news yesterday, and I read it out. I was like, oh, Liverpool with Ryan Fraser, and as soon as it finished, we sent in, Ben just went, Pearce has shot it down. It's like, oh, great, that's the happiness gone. To be fair, I actually quite like him as a player, and I think the logic behind it, I think obviously, if his contract is running out soon, it seems like a good deal, but just going into that busy period of coming out the back end of December, going into January, and I think concern for a lot of fans is that front three having some firepower behind there as well. Obviously, mm-hmm. We don't know what's going on with Shaqiri at the minute. His injury seems to kind of have altered him. Can you risk being short at all? It doesn't seem like a Liverpool thing to do to go into the market in January.
Well, Shaqiri's got no choice to being short, has he?
No, he hasn't. It's harsh. It doesn't seem like a Liverpool thing to do to go into the market in January, but having said that, of all the fixtures we've got, as I mentioned, in January as well, you know, you can get reoccurring injuries, or you never know what's going to happen. I think if you can cover yourself, then fine.
Yeah, it's a bit of a no-brainer for me. I mean, I know they're saying it's nonsense and all that, but don't forget, we've heard Liverpool dismiss things plenty of times in the past, and then it comes out. Yeah, we dismissed Mbappe, and I love that Klopp just being like, yeah, just like, whatever you said to Mbappe, it's just on too much money, lad. You're on too much money, you dickhead. You should have accepted a reasonable wage for a teenager that anyone would be able to buy it. The Ryan Fraser stuff makes sense. He's pacey, he can play wide, Brexit's not going to affect him too badly, and you know, he's got Premier League experience, and if you're getting him for a sub 14, £15 million, I should say,
And if Andy Robbie wants another mate down at left hand side,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It takes the pressure off and make sure Tierney can't get in the Scotland side. But no, look, at the minute, it looks like there's nothing to that. But I don't be surprised if that raises its head up in the coming weeks and months as we head back towards silly season. Look, let's dive into it. There's stuff that we really want to talk about. It's the Raheem Sterling, Joe Gomez training bust of the mirror, telling the tale here about what's happened. We all know Gareth Southgate has just chosen to drop Sterling for the next international fixture off the back of all this stuff, but the mirror kind of explains what happened. Sterling is understood to have still been simmering after the title showdown on Sunday and immediately continued the row when the pair reported up at St George's Park on Monday. Gomez attempted to shake Sterling's hand from behind, and witnesses said they heard him ask the Liverpool defender whether he was still the big man, which apparently is relating to basically picking Sterling up on the pitch. It's understood Man City star went to grab Gomez before other members of the squad intervened. Gomez kept his cool and resisted getting involved, but was left fuming by the row and was shocked that Sterling would react in such a way. Paul Joyce actually reported that Joe Gomez has a scratch by his right eye as a result of the Raheem Sterling incident. Both players are now training. But apparently he grabbed him by the throat. I think it said that Gomez was like sat down or something. Sterling's come in and kicked off, and Gomez has been a bit taken aback by the whole thing. It's mad, you know. I know it's become a bit of a meme and a bit of like an overused statement of like, oh, we're in their heads, oh, rent free. Yeah. I mean, Joe Gomez, Liverpool Football Club, I mean, yeah, and they have been for years living rent free and rent Raheem Sterling's head.
Yeah, there's elements of this that I'll phrase this carefully, that I kind of quite like. So, like, we had a go at we loved Sadio Mane when he got dead annoyed, you know, whatever, Burnley 3-0 up and he got taken off. I like the bit from Sterling, the fact that it's annoyed him, you know, he's got that mentality of he wants to win. I think that's where it's come from, obviously, having the Mickey taken out of him. I think that's why he was annoyed of that gift that's going around, got annoyed, and because he lost. But that doesn't make him immune to criticism, and obviously it's not, you know, in any professional working environment, you don't do that. No. And I think I quite like the way the Southgate's dealt with it. I think there's people could question it whether it should come out in the media, but then you can't. I think if you set an example of what you're going to do to people, you know, they won't tolerate it. And they've had this before of, like, you know, England for the past 15 years of having these clubs come in, they don't sit with each other, they don't talk to each other, and they just come in and go, not an area that, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, let's be honest, what's he going to do? Is he saying that's acceptable behaviour? Because if he says it's fine or it's all sorted, if he doesn't reprimand Sterling for it, he looks weak in front of the whole squad. Yeah. If he does it behind closed doors and drops Sterling, everyone says, why have you dropped Sterling? Or it'll leak out. Of course, it'll get out. He's got, I think, England, and I very rarely give England credit because I think like the FA is a terrible organisation, and I'm not a massive fan of international football in general, but I think they've handled it really, really well. And look, I don't know how I would feel if the roles were reversed or what have you. I think I'd probably feel the same way, because I actually quite like Gareth Southgate. I think he's a good manager, and I think he's got a good thing going on. And look, he's not the most talented manager on the planet, so he has to harbour a positive atmosphere. He has to get the players playing more than the sum of the parts. And look, funny enough, Chris and I were talking about this on the drive home from the North West Footy Awards last night, and he was like, I'd be fucking Gomez off over this because Sterling's that good. And I was like, he is also fortunate that he's got the likes of like Jadon Sancho, and so it's not like England are.
But that's, you can't do that because someone's good. It didn't wrong. They're acting like that. You can't say, well, you're a better footballer. And therefore you're
you
right.
I
think he's shown balls as well. The fact that if he kept it behind closed doors, you're right, people would have found out about it. But the fact, I think people have found it negative, the fact that the mainstream media are loving this at the minute. And I know obviously we're talking about it, but they're like still into, you know, it's hated by the mainstream media, and it's just an excuse for them to talk about that for the next 3-4 days, isn't it?
I guess it fills some column inches and, you know, new show minutes. Sterling's talked about it on Instagram, apparently. Neil Jones of Goal has put this out. First and foremost, everyone knows what that game means to me. Everyone knows that I am not that way inclined, and more to the point, both Joe and I had words and figured things out and moved on. We're in a sport where emotions run high, and I am man enough to admit when emotions got the better of me. We move this is why we play the sport. Because of our love for it, me and Joe Gomez are good. We both understand it. It was a 5-10 second thing. It's done. We move forward and we make this not make this bigger than it is. Let's focus on our game. Oh, whatever. Oh, my God. Okay, that was the most boring thing I've ever read in my entire life. Anyway, Raheem Sterling, it's been an absolute gobshite. I think it is the thing. It goes to your point. Raheem Sterling is allowed to be a gobshite. Here's the thing. I don't like that whenever someone does something bad, it automatically discounts any good things they've done.
Yeah.
So like people going, Sterling, the role model and all that, he's still allowed to be a positive role model in other aspects. I mean, and ultimately, he's just when we make role models out of footballers, like, you know, just, footballers are idiots.
Yeah.
They're just loads of them are just idiots, and they're just, have you ever been in like an alpha male filled dressing room and all that? Just gangs of morons.
Yeah.
And so, they're going to clash and they're going to get fired up and really just testosterone running wild. It's going to happen. And I think we probably find it a little shocking because Raheem Sterling is a teeny tiny little person. And the idea of him fronting Joe Gomez, I think, is exceptional because we saw it in the match. He gave Trent a real good game physically because Sterling is a very powerful player when he wants to be. And then the first confrontation with Gomez, he just went and bounced off him. Brilliant.
Absolutely. Reminds me of Scrappy Doo.
Yes.
I'll get him scoops.
Puppy power. Right, okay. So, yeah.
Just before we move on, there's a picture of the scratch.
Oh, really?
So someone in the comments has sent us a picture of the scratch. So if you go to @monkey_limping on Twitter.
Ooh, this is live. @monkey_limping. Ooh, that's not how you spell limping. That's really embarrassing that I'm live and can't spell.
Yeah, footballers are idiots, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what. So if you go to his replies, he has tagged Redmen into a tweet. So, yeah, that one there where he's tagged Redmen and you second one down.
Yeah. Oh, this is very exciting, isn't it?
Could have just gone to Redmen notifications, to be fair.
Wow! That's a big old scratch, that, isn't it? Raheem. Sterling went at him like a cat. Honestly, have you ever tried to get a cat to a vet or a cattery or whatever and you try to get them in a box? That's what your face will look like.
If he's gone for his throat there, he's severely missed, hasn't he?
Well, his finish
is a running jump and chicken.
That's bad, that, isn't it? Yeah, good old Joe Gomez for.
Looks dead hearted, doesn't he?
Does he? Looks a bit like a Sith Lord at this point, which is not as bad as it sounds. We move on then. Let me know your thoughts on the Sterling Gomez stuff. We'll come to your comments in a moment. Just one last little piece of news before we do. James Pearce again reporting. Andy Robertson's out of Scotland's game due to an ankle injury, similar problem to Mo Salah. Robertson regarded as a doubt for a plus trip to Crystal Palace a week on Saturday. Sound. Absolutely sound. I mean, originally this was being reported like he's pulled out, but there wasn't any news on what the injury was. I wonder whether there's similar problems to Mo Salah thing, because Salah isn't injured, is he? He's having fluid drain. Mm. It's not an injury. It's not painful or whatever. It's just an issue. So I wonder whether how much of a doubt he is for Palace. For me, even if he's a slight doubt for Scotland, Scotland don't appreciate him at the moment. I know he's captain, and I know he's not the kind of lad he'd ever pull out for any reason really. From a Liverpool perspective, we've got a lot of games coming up, and the less football that Andy Robertson plays, not for us,
I think he's absolutely fine. I think he's been advised to have that rest, and maybe he's got that swelling or whatever that Mo Salah's got, if it's similar to that, then sound. You need that rest and recovery time.
Yeah.
As someone who's half Scottish, I think you're right. I think they don't give a shit about him. I think they're pretty much done out their group as well. I tried to have a quick look before, but I think they're behind Cyprus and Kazakhstan. I might be wrong there. But, you know, 2 games a week for the next month and a half.
Yeah.
Just get your rest while you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, we're going to take your comments in a moment. We just want to draw your attention to the fact that the Redmen TV, the world-famous Redmen TV Christmas sweatshirts are available right now. There's 3 out. One's the updated version of the 3 Kings from last year. What we've done is we've made it a little bit more lightweight, a little bit more comfortable just in the design and what have you. There's the Champions of Europe edition, but the one that everyone's going to want, because there's always, we have a belt in every year, and I'm proud because I used to do the designs for these, and we've got a new designer, and he's the greatest thing on the face of planet Earth. And yeah, it's the update of the last Christmas one. We obviously remember the Mane one from the last 2 seasons. Divock Origi, personally, it's the little dinosaur on the bottom of it is what makes it what it is. But yeah, those are available now. I would highly recommend, if you're going to get it, get it as early as you can. We have these issues every single year because they sell ludicrous amounts. The printers can only keep up so much, so that the sooner you get it, the sooner you order it, the sooner you'll get it. The closer you leave it to Christmas, the more chance you leave it up to chance of getting it out at a reasonable turnaround. So if you've got an office party, don't think that this is going to be like you order something off what a clothing website and you can get it next day delivery, or you get it off Amazon, it's next day delivery to you. There's a printer to order, so we take your order, it goes off, it gets printed. They're not off a rack, they're not being taken off a rack and sent out to being printed to order. So give yourself a week or so to make sure that it arrives at least. So yeah, get it there, £25, and then you post it and all that kind of stuff. But yes, they're available right now. We'll put a link in the description underneath, so you can go to redmen-tv.myshopify.com. Or the redmentv.com and find the shop link through there. Wowzers. Simon?
Start off, a couple of super chats. Ben Pryor says, congrats on the third win in a row yesterday.
Thanks, Ben.
Raymond GYC says, thanks so much for it all. Congrats on the number three. And then the rest of them are pretty much just laughing at Raheem Sterling. So. Mr. A says, he was 100% stood in front of the mirror all night practicing what he was going to say when he saw Gomez. The Guffardi says Joe Gomez was the bigger man, literally. Shows the difference in culture and environment around the club at the minute. Daddy Klopp has done wonders.
Do you ever see those little clips where you see like 15-year-olds and they're trying on a Stone Island jacket, yeah, and the thing going, yes, this is what I'm going to do. It probably was him. He probably was fuming, rightly so, but again,
but talk was that they'd settled it after the game, like they'd had a little chat or whatever.
Because him and Trent had it to do, didn't they, in the game as well? And he said, well, me and Trent, I think Trent said, I know we're fine now. When you're at battles on the pitch, you understand that, and we're mates off it. So, but there's also, I think, is it the QPR Charlton thing as well, it goes back to the boat for about there. Maybe it's a little rivalry to a little spat there as well.
It's interesting though, but yeah, it's mad that, like, and I get it, emotions are not, but what is it that's been burning Sterling's head? There's talk that it is the fact that he's a bit embarrassed, he's been made a bit of a laughing stock. He had probably the best game he's ever had against Liverpool, I think, with actually comfortably. I thought he was brilliant on the day. And then all that anyone's talking about is that Liverpool are nine points ahead of them, and that Joe Gomez actually picked him up and moved him a foot away from him.
Brilliant. You mean, so just patted him on the head, or just put his hand there?
Oh, yeah. I just got. Oh, and then like tried to wipe a little like tear from his cheek or something, like, or pinched his cheek. Oh, you little scamp.
A couple more. Sterling got the Lion King treatment. Gomez. And then Nathan Rees says, I saw Mikel Arteta in London yesterday. He didn't seem too happy, as all I did was bring up Sunday's brilliant result.
Oh, Mikel Arteta. Where is the Arteta money? Has anyone seen the Arteta money?
I don't know. They're putting it together towards a stadium.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, listen, thanks very much to everyone for watching, for liking, for subscribing to the Red Men News YouTube channel. If you're watching on YouTube right now, do click that notification bell when you click the subscribe button to make sure you're notified when we go live. It's generally 12:30, but sometimes it's not, and you don't want to miss a single show. Once again, thanks very much to everyone for helping us win the Northwest Football Award this year. We love you guys so very, very, very much. And Ross breathes a sigh of relief because he gets to live to fight another day until this year's FBAs. Right, yeah, thanks for listening. I know we've got the net, but next...
Oh, shit.
You're only as good as your next trophy. That's gone. I'm like Klopp. That's gone now, mate.
Oh, okay.
That's gone now. The FBAs is gone now. For what comes next? No time to celebrate mid-season. Look, thanks very much for watching, listening, liking, sharing, subscribing, and we'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.